This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, December 29th. God's word for you today is fresh waters. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 4, verse 14. And it says, "But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." Exodus chapter 15, verse 23 to 24 says, "When they came to Marah, they could not drink its water because it was polluted. They could not drink its waters because it was bitter. That is why the place is called Marah. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, 'What are we to drink?'" Every time I get to this passage of scripture, I laugh because every time people have bitter water or they are going through a challenge, they get angry at God. And because they cannot see God sometimes, they get angry at the pastor or their house fellowship leader. They do not say directly that they are angry, but it is transferred aggression. And that is what Moses had to face. Exodus chapter 15, verse 25 says, "Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became fit to drink." In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every Marah, every bitter water, every polluted water will become fit to drink. Everything that has been polluted in you, heaven stretches out now and cleanses in the name of Jesus. Everything that has been made unfit for drinking by the power of resurrection becomes fit for drinking in the name of Jesus. Marah is not the end. If you have a bitter water situation, it is not the end of life. If you're facing a Marah situation, do not give up. God will show you the things that will turn it into drinkable water, sweetened water, in the name of Jesus. God will open your eyes as he opened Moses' eyes. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19 to 22 says, "One day, the leaders of the town of Jericho visited Elisha. 'We have a problem, my lord,' they told him. 'This town is located in pleasant surroundings, as you can see, but the water is bad and the land is unproductive.' Elisha said, 'Bring me a new bowl with salt in it.' So they brought it to him. Then he went out to the spring that supplied the town with water and threw the salt into it. And he said, 'This is what the Lord says. I have purified this water. It will no longer cause death or infertility.' And the water had remained pure ever since, just as Moses said. God will purify your water, and it will remain ever pure in the mighty name of Jesus." In the name of Jesus, your water will bring life and fruitfulness in the mighty name of Jesus. John chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Jesus replied, 'I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. No one can get connected to God. No one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit.'" That is what gets you connected to God. And that is when you can partner with God and water your life and destiny. Commit your life to God today. Let us pray. Father, open my eyes to see the solutions you have put around me that will bring healing, cleansing, fertility, and life to my waters in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.